Hi, I'm Yusuf Zine. My latest TVO Today podcast is on how a Canadian ends up in a Chinese prison and if he's even alive. Listen and subscribe to Extradition. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Help TVO create a better world through the power of learning. Visit TVO.org and make a tax-deductible donation today.
So my name is Carolyn Stewart. I'm the CEO at Feed Ontario. Food banks were supposed to be a temporary measure. They were built in the 80s in response to a recession, but unfortunately we still exist. And really that's because over the last 30 to 40 years, we have slowly been chipping away at our social safety net and social systems that were meant to support, that would ultimately make our services unnecessary. So I don't think you could ask a food banker in the province of Ontario who wouldn't love to shut their doors. But how we would do that is through good public policy. So we need to remember that food insecurity is not a food issue, but rather an income issue. And it's about ensuring that everyone has sufficient income to be able to afford their most basic necessities. So that's through things like improvements in access to safe and affordable housing, that's labor supports through improvements to labor laws, and that's even revitalizing Ontario's social support programs like Ontario Works and Ontario Disability Support Program that are drastically underfunded and keeping people and legislating them into poverty. The biggest misconception about food banks is that I think people have a very antiquated notion what food banks are. I think they have we've done victims of our own success in that we've, people have that association between the 80s and food drives. Kind of when food banks started, that's what they associate with them, non-perishable canned goods that you give at your grocery store in the bid. But really that's just one aspect of food banks. They do so much more than that. Over 60% of the food that we distribute at Feed Ontario is fresh or frozen. All food banks in our network offer fresh and frozen food to their visitors of their services, but also they offer an additional myriad of services: tax clinics, job fairs, resume building workshops, childcare, dental clinics, health supports, subsidies for utilities, all sorts of other things that are really wraparound supports to help provide support to those who are facing poverty. Food banks are incredibly innovative. I think sometimes people take it for granted. A really wonderful example is during COVID-19, both North York Harvest Food Bank and the Daily Bread Food Bank had a lot of locations that were closed down because they were located in public spaces which were no longer accessible. So they actually partnered with Toronto Public Library to leverage their trucks, who could take a lot of weight. Books are very heavy, and leverage that to help deliver food as well as utilize their spaces to make sure that they could continue to distribute food to those out who are in need during this emergency time. So I think that's just one small micro example of all of the innovation that's happening across the province.
The Agenda with Steve Paikin is made possible through generous philanthropic contributions from viewers like you. Thank you for supporting TVO's journalism.